morning, good morning, good morning. Brother Dre coming to you for allneedjesus.com. Just want to say good morning. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy and righteous name. Bless your people today. Bless the word of God today. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. We come to you in the wonderful, sweet name of Jesus. We pray that you would hear this message in the name of Jesus. We're talking about this morning something that is very, very cool that we can see. We're talking about the contentment, hallelujah, contentment that one finds in the Word of God. How many know that there is contentment in the Word of God? Now, the Bible tells us to look upon those things that are above, keeping our eye fixed on the things that are above. Now, this is a wonderful thing because it is like medicine for our hearts. Or in other words, it is medicine for the wrong desires that might crop up in one's heart. You see, through the walking and talking and a life that we have here on earth, and through the contamination that we have by the natural man that that is within us, there's something within mankind that tells us, or that wants to draw us to those things that we think we might want or need, you see. But the Word of God tillers our hearts. The Word of God tillers our hearts, and it gives us right desires, hallelujah, and it keeps our eyes fixed on the straight that is in front of us, on the straight that's in front of us. In other words, we don't look to the left or to the right. We don't look to the left hand or to the right hand. We keep our eyes fixed on that which is in front of us, hallelujah. And if we know that is Christ Jesus, and we know the answer to that is Christ Jesus, we know the direction in which we should go. One of the disciples, I believe it was Thomas, he said, when the Lord said, you know where to go, you can follow me, hallelujah. And he said, we don't know where you go, and we don't know to where how to follow you. No, and Jesus told him, I'm the way, I'm the truth and the life. You know that is the way. That is the way. And same as that was true 2,000 years ago for the disciples, it is true for us. Christ Jesus is our way. Christ Jesus is what we need. When there is desires that are built up in us that are wrong desires, or things that come in that tell us that we are not content, or that we should need, or that we have to now have this thing, you see. Now these desires sometimes in a way are not going to be good for us, in a sense that it will pull us in a direction that God has not laid out for us. How many know that God has laid out a pathway for us? How many know that God has a plan for us? How many know that God has work for us to do? Hallelujah. And we thank him for that work, because that work that is laid out for us in Christ Jesus is the best thing that we could ever be doing. It would be the most fulfilling thing that we could ever be doing. It would be the most wonderful thing that we could ever be doing on this life. Hallelujah. Because we get to follow after the passions of God. And that passion to save mankind, to help the family of God do what the family of God does. And that is to bring to life those who should be one of his. Hallelujah. One of his. And we're cutting to the chase. We're giving it to you straight today here at allneedsjesus.com. We're giving it to you straight without the cutter. Have mercy. Come on now. Now, there's this way, I want to say this again, this way that is a way of discontentment. This way of discontentment, it leads to divorce. It leads to addictions. It leads to What's the other one? That depression. You see, these are some of the things that are big in our society right now in 2017. These are big things in our society. It is coming upon us like a plague, and sometimes in some areas, that this contentment or this discontentment that is felt, hallelujah, is leading to these undesirable things that are placed upon the heads of mankind, that are placed like a plague upon the heads of mankind. Now, hallelujah, we're here to combat that. We're here to give you the antidote. We're here to let you know that the Word of God, hallelujah, it is a cleansing device. It is a cleansing device, hallelujah. The Word of God tells us in 1 John 1:9, hallelujah, in 1 John 1:9, if we confess with our mouths, if we confess, hallelujah, we got to confess it, hallelujah, confess our sins, and He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, and then cleanse us, hallelujah, of all unrighteousness. And then we're set back on the pathway of God to hear from God, to do the things of God. Then most number one thing I want to say this is to hear the Bible clearly, to hear and treasure the Word of God through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. This is where our treasure is. This is where our heart should be desiring, is a clear word from the Lord. Hallelujah. How many know that a word from a Lord can change and put you on the right way and save you whole lots of money, whole lots of depression, whole lots of going down the road of divorce when that woman or that man was for you. Hallelujah. But you threw it away like it was a piece of nothing. Hallelujah. But through the eyesight of God, come on now, He gives you these right perspectives. He gives you good, holy desires. He gives us all of these things that would help us to do and be, hallelujah, who He would have us to be. I hope this word blesses you today. Brother Dre coming to you from allneedjesus.com. Bless you and be blessed.